Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk about our livestock futures. Nice day yesterday across the board for livestock.
Yes, it was, Dave. We saw another interesting trading session for the cattle complex yesterday as they traded up and down throughout the session. The live cattle and feeders did close positive with all contracts, making new highs for the current move up. More technical buying and a third straight session of large price gains in the box beef supported the cattle futures yesterday. Choice box beef has went up now $9.87 in the past three sessions. Choice box beef yesterday was up $2.91. Select box is up $2.10 on a total movement of 140 loads. Daily cattle slaughter, 111,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 41 cents yesterday. And June lean hogs yesterday had their second highest trade of the life of the contract. On the close yesterday, April live cattle, 82 cents higher. April feeder cattle, 67 cents higher. And April lean hogs were up 57 cents.
We will check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's check out these grain futures here today. And, well, the wheat, the corn were negative yesterday, but the soybeans ended on the positive side.
They sure did, Dave. We did see that trading yesterday, mostly on the negative side for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. But as Dave said, soybeans did manage to pull off a positive close. We also saw yesterday Egypt buy 240,000 metric tons of wheat, the sellers being France, Romania, and the Ukraine. This morning is the weekly export sales that will likely offer no price positive news. And the grains are currently holding higher as our U.S. dollar has taken quite a hit to the downside overnight. At the moment, May KC wheat's 4.5 cents higher. May corn's up 1.75 cents. May soybeans 5.5 cents higher. May cotton's up 27 points. May crude oil 41 cents higher. We might also add this morning that the June gold is up $38 at the moment. The June dollar index is down $1.11, and June Dow Jones futures 45 points lower.
Now, Tom, for someone who might be interested in getting into commodities trading, how can they get more information?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. We're back with Tom again this afternoon. And for Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.